June the 8th. Robert Schumann's fight with mental illness. On this day in 1810, the German composer Robert Schumann was born. During his 46 years of life, he composed a body of musical work that's greatly admired today. But his story is a sad one. He was plagued throughout his adult life by mental illness and spent his last 2 years in a lunatic asylum where he died, it is thought, from a brain tumour. He was very happily married to Clara, the daughter of his piano teacher, who was an accomplished concert pianist herself. Together they befriended the brilliant young composer Johannes Brahms. And since Schumann was also a music critic for leading journals at the time, they were able to further his career considerably, which was nice for Brahms. Beautiful music seems to inspire beautiful verses, beautiful poetry. Here are two examples. The first by Percy Bysshe Shelley. Music, when soft voices die, vibrates in the memory. Odors, when sweet violets sicken, live within the sense they quicken. Rose leaves, when the rose is dead, are heaped for the beloved's bed. And so thy thoughts, when thou art gone, love itself shall slumber on. It's rather nice. And here is another part of an equally famous poem from William Shakespeare. Orpheus with his lute made trees, and the mountain tops that freeze bow themselves when he did sing. To his music plants and flowers ever sprung as sun and showers there had made a lasting spring. Today I will be grateful for all the beautiful things in the world, some of which today, like music and poetry, are so easy to take for granted.